Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortices of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone. It's 10 o'clock, which means you are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Fair. Just want to give a shout out to Edward Bukert there. Just finished up his Tears of the Gods and quite a fantastic job this evening here, Mr. Bukert. If you're just tuning in, you didn't catch it, you need to get on the station's website, WMFO.org, and check out the archive version of that. He always does a great job, but tonight was extra special. And speaking of extra special here, I'm glad you are joining me for another look back at the 80s this evening. You may have caught me filling in for Chris Earle's time travel on Thursday this week and taking his time travel machine back to the 80s. If you missed it, you can access the playlist, as I've just been mentioning, and stream the archive at your leisure by visiting the station's website at WMFO.org and clicking on the schedule link. And while that was all fun and good, and tonight will be just as fun, I start with a heavy heart. As you may have heard Edward mention earlier, WMFO is going to automation as of midnight tonight for the foreseeable future because of COVID-19, also loosely referred to as the coronavirus. Like most colleges in the Boston area and across the country, Tufts University is taking all the precautions it can to stem this pandemic. And unfortunately, that means the radio station will be just as affected as other school programs. So this is the last Songs from the Squid Pod for a while. But fear not, I will return. And hopefully that is sooner rather than later. In the meantime, you can follow me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic for any updates. And I will continue to post the SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week there each week. Alrighty then. As I mentioned, we are going to have fun tonight. And given that it's Women's History Month, I have a special Ladies of the 80s playlist lined up for you that I'm sure you'll enjoy. And that includes an all-female lineup for both the 80s hip-hop artist of the week and the 80s hair metal band of the week as well. I've had this theme planned prior to the news about the station's future situation due to COVID-19, and I want to keep the Women's History Month theme in focus throughout the show, so I won't be commenting on it any further until the end. But first and foremost, let's address the SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week. And that is, Foxes was a moderately successful 1980s film, but it was Donna Summer's single from the soundtrack that stole the spotlight and peaked at number 5 today, 40 years ago. Name the song. And the answer is On the Radio. That was Donna Summer's 10th top 10 hit. And was released in 1979, but peaked at number 5, ending the week of March 15th, 1980. And if you like 80s trivia, you can always get a jump on the question of the week by following me on Twitter at Squidpod Radio. Every Friday night, I'll continue to post the question and answer. All right, let's start the show here.
Well, let's not stand on ceremony, mate. Let's start the show.
Waiting. Do it.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, the Women's History Month spectacular for 2020. We started off with Shona Lang and her track America from her 1985 release Genre. Shona Lang is from New Zealand, and you may be more familiar with her alternative or modern music chart hit Glad I'm Not a Kennedy from 1987. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week was in there with LA rappers JJ Fad. And we heard from their 1988 debut, Supersonic, the album. We heard the track My Dope Intro. JJ Fad stands for Just Jammin' Fresh and Deaf, in case you were wondering. And we wrapped up the set there with Eye to Eye and Falling for a Funny One from their 1983 release, Shakespeare Stole My Baby. Eye to Eye is American singer Deborah Berg and British pianist Julian Marshall. Nice Girls was a top 40 hit here in the U.S. for them back in 1982, which you may be more familiar with. Plenty to get to here tonight, folks, as usual. So we're going to dive back into it with some Canadian 80s here on Songs from the Squid Pod, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
In the night with no one to hear me, I'm afraid and I cry. Seasons change, but there's nothing changes my mind. I've been loving you too long.
Listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with Savoir Faire on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Too soon. You grab your coat and you leave. It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. That's right. Research has shown that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods protects against cancer and can even help survival rates. Side effects of a vegetarian diet include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. And with the right recipes, a high-fiber vegetarian diet can be a delicious way to help shed those unwanted pounds. So, stock up today. For a free nutrition booklet filled with delicious cancer-fighting recipes, visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project, committed to preventing cancer and improving survival.
Welcome back. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and this is the Women's History Month edition of the Squid Pod. And to wit, we started off the set with Jane Siberry, and we heard the track One More Color off of her 1985 release, The Speckless Sky. That track reached number 27 on the Canadian charts. Joan Armatrading was in there with Love By You off of her 1985 release, Secrets. And the 80s hair metal band of the week was in there with Vixen off of their self-titled 1988 debut. And we heard the track Love Made Me. They were originally formed in St. Paul, Minnesota before they moved to LA in 1981. And that album went to number 41 here in the U.S. And the B-52s were in there with 52 Girls from their self-titled debut from 1979. And is it ironic that they, or that album peaked at number 52 back in 1979? Meant to be. As I said, this is the Women's History Month edition of Songs from the Squid Pod, and I'm featuring female artist bands from the 80s tonight. We're going to dive back into it with something from Tony Childs here.
Yeah. In 20 minutes, I want a glass of Cuvée Louis in every guest hand. And make sure all of them have a bottle to take home by the end of the night. Impressed yet?
I'm more of a bourbon girl.
Have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Fair, and that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. Hope you enjoyed the Squid Pod's Ladies of the 80s theme as we honor Women's History Month this evening. I don't have a lot of time to run down what I've been planning to say here, but as I said at the top of the show, the station is going to full automation here tonight at midnight because of the COVID-19 coronavirus issue. So this is the last Squid Pod for a while. You can follow me on Twitter at Squid Pod Music to keep abreast of the situation of when we might return. I'm going to leave you with one last track from the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia, Donna Summer and her eighth and final top five hit of her career. A fitting sign-off for a collective heavy heart here at WMFO. SMH with Tristan is up next, so stick around for him. Take care, everyone. See you when I see you.
Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
It must have fallen out.